Welcome to Things Leaders Do, the podcast that uncovers the secrets of becoming an extraordinary leader. If you're a leader who's constantly seeking growth, inspiration, and tangible ways to level up your leadership, then you've come to the right place. Remember, the world needs exceptional leaders, and that leader is you. Now, here's your host, Colby Morris.
Hey leaders, welcome back to the TLD podcast, the podcast dedicated to bringing you actionable leadership advice to help leaders get better faster. I'm your host, Colby Morris. Well, last week I had several of you connect with me on LinkedIn. It was great. Shout out to John with no H, Carla, Holly, and Thomas. I really appreciate the connections and the conversations. We had some great discussions there, and really, I appreciate all the feedback that you've given me. Today's episode tackles a challenge that many leaders are facing, not all, but many, and that is leading remote and hybrid teams. Now, I won't lie, effective communication, collaboration, building trust, all that can be and actually is trickier when your team isn't physically together. Okay. And most of us leaders, we really value that face-to-face interaction. And it's really tough for those of us that kind of cut our teeth, our leadership chops on face-to-face interaction. But that is no reason for our leadership to suffer. So today I have four actionable items that you're going to be able to implement right away to foster a pretty amazing remote or hybrid team. So let's get going. Number one, embrace over communication. I have said this many times. You're probably sick of hearing it. It's impossible to over communicate as a leader. Okay. Once you think you've started over communicating, you're just scratching the surface of communication. Now, in a traditional office setting, it's just different, right? You have those quick hallway conversations or impromptu meetings, and that can kind of keep everyone on the same page. But in the virtual world, those opportunities obviously naturally decrease. Now, the key to avoiding confusion and misinformation, you have to over communicate. Now, here's your action item. I want you to set a clear communication cadence. Did you like that alliteration there? Set a clear communication cadence. That means this: schedule regular team meetings, like daily kickoffs, weekly check-ins, monthly report outs. And by regular, I mean they happen at the same cadence all the time. The daily kickoffs happen every day at 8 a.m. The weekly check-ins happen every Thursday at 2 o'clock. The monthly report outs, those happen the fourth Wednesday of every month at 3 o'clock. Now, obviously, those are examples. But you need to be as consistent as possible to make sure that everyone understands the communication cadence, when they will know what. Do you hear that? They need to know when they will know what. And please, please make sure you are scheduling and keeping your individual one-on-ones every month to connect with your team members. Now, yes, you're going to discuss progress and roadblocks and updates and everything, but you need to make sure that one-on-one is to connect with your team members. And yes, I said monthly, but again, most studies show that bi-weekly is the longest you should go without having a one-on-one. So I would encourage you to do it more often. You need to be doing that weekly to bi-weekly, but a lot of that will depend on the nature of. All right, let's go to number two. I want you to champion asynchronous collaboration. Look, not everyone thrives in a, let's call it a real-time synchronous work environment. Okay. Champion that asynchronous collaboration that allows your team to, or maybe I should say it empowers your team to work at their peak times. Okay. It reduces that pressure of always being on. Okay. I know several highly, highly effective people who do their best work literally after like 10 PM. That's when their brain turns on, and they will work from 10 PM to 3 AM putting out amazing information, amazing projects. Now, obviously that has to work with the rest of the team. But if it doesn't matter when they actually do the work, allow them to do the work at that point. Okay. Now, one thing that you can do is utilize project management tools. Okay. And by this point, most of you already know them. Okay. Project management tools, those are like Asana, Monday, Microsoft Project, Trello, all those things. Okay. They allow team members to update their progress. They can share documents or just go in there and leave comments or suggestions, whatever, like at their own pace. Okay. They don't all have to be in there at the same time. What this does is it really fosters that smooth collaboration. Okay. It eliminates that need for everyone to be available all at the same time. Now you're thinking, Colby, that goes against the regular scheduled meetings. Yes, it does. But there, if you have a regular scheduled meeting, that means they're expected to be a part of that. What it doesn't mean is that they will do their work during that time. Okay. So those are two different things. When they're doing their work and when they meet are two different things. Also, utilize a communications platform. Most of you should be doing it. Okay. Slack, Teams, whatever it is, just for quick questions and announcements. Okay. All right. Let's move to number three. I want you to prioritize relationship building. Okay. You've heard me say this a few times. Trust is the foundation of any successful team. Okay. I always say leaders are doing one of two things. They're either repairing relationships or they're building relationships. Okay. But building trust, man, that sometimes it can be hard. Okay. When you can't share those, I don't know, the unscheduled water cooler moments or having those casual conversations in the hall or in the break room or wherever it is, when you don't just run into people, that makes it harder. Okay. So here's how we're going to prioritize relationship building in this virtual world. First thing I want you to do is schedule virtual team building activities. Okay. Plan a virtual social event or icebreakers to help team members connect on a personal level. Now, listen, you're going to have some introverts that absolutely hate this at first. I mean, they would rather crawl into a fetal position and cry than do an icebreaker. But it does need to happen. And honestly, most of those introverts will be okay with it once they really learn the team and they start developing the relationships. Introverts tend to struggle when there's no relationship. But once they get to know people, they open up. Okay. Maybe consider some virtual team lunches. Okay. Now that doesn't mean everybody just logs on and watches each other eat. Okay. But you can play some games or some online escape rooms. Okay. There's also plenty of those get to know you questions online that, you know, teams can answer and really get to know each other. Now, I probably should have put the one-on-ones in here, but I wanted to make sure I got that in early. Those one-on-ones are your greatest tool when it comes to building trust with your virtual team. Okay. So please, please be doing your one-on-ones. All right, number four, last but not least, invest in training and development. Now, if most of our virtual workforce is pretty familiar with all their tools, but you don't want to assume that. You know, just because they're working virtually doesn't mean they're always really happy when they have to. Okay. Effective remote work requires a different skill set than traditional office work. Okay. It just does. You have to invest in training and development opportunities to make sure your team has the tools they need to thrive in the environment, but also that they know how to use those tools. Okay. If your team doesn't know how to share their screens or find the chat function at this point, there may be bigger issues at hand, but make sure that everyone is very familiar and comfortable using the tools they're expected to use. Okay. If you expect more out of them than just sitting on the screen, if you expect them to share things, if you expect them to be doing something a little more advanced, make sure they know how to do it and they're comfortable. Okay. So your action item there, provide training on remote work tools. Okay. Offer training sessions, maybe. Okay. On whatever platform it is you use. Okay. If you're using Zoom, Teams, Google Meet, whatever it is. Okay. And make sure you have trainings available for the project management tools you use. Okay. So if you're using Asana or Monday or Trello or whatever, make sure there's project management training for that as well. Okay. Just because they use it doesn't mean they're real familiar with it. And I've actually seen teams that a team member who had other team members updating their project management tools for them because they didn't know how. That's not an effective way to do it. Consider adding training on effective virtual communication. Okay. Collaboration techniques. Remember, it's not always what you say as much as how you say it. And when you're working virtually, you can really kind of get in this rut of just typing the things, just giving information because you're not really interacting. And sometimes it can really come off as dry, maybe even pushy. It lacks a little bit of emotion and you can't hear the tone, right? You can't hear tone in a message in a typed environment. Okay. So sometimes that tends to bleed over into our verbal communication. All right. So these are just a few actionable steps you can take if you're trying to lead a successful remote team or a hybrid team. Remember, effective communication, collaboration, and building trust are essential for any team, regardless of location. It doesn't matter if it's remote or in person. Those are key building blocks. Okay. But if you'll implement these tips, you can create a thriving team. Okay. Regardless of the environment, especially in a virtual world. So if you have any questions or challenges related to leading remote or hybrid teams, or just any leadership questions in general, I'm going to invite you to connect with me at LinkedIn or the Instagram page Things Leaders Do. And I might address them in a future episode. I'd love to connect with you. Either way that you go, if you want to go to my webpage, it's nextstepadvisors.com. There's no E in next. It's just NXT, nextstepadvisors.com. And if you don't mind, if you are getting value from this, please share what you're listening to. Okay. Post it on social media and let's try to reach the leaders who really need to get better faster. Thank you for joining me on Things Leaders Do. Keep working on those remote teams and getting better at it, because those are the things that leaders do.
Thank you for listening to Things Leaders Do. If you're looking for more tips on how to be a better leader, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and listen to next week's episode. Until next time, keep working on being a better leader by doing the things that leaders do.